What's going on, y'all? Welcome back. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, and welcome back to the Aftermath Show, a place where we break down everything 911, from the characters, the stories, and the behind-the-scenes chaos.
I'm Elijah M. Cooper.
And I'm Corinne Messiah.
We play Harry and May Grant on 911. Speaking of 911, we have a pretty crazy episode on our hands here.
Yes. Episode four. And we also have a new segment for you guys called The Hot Seat tonight.
Yeah. After our recap, we're going to do The Hot Seat. We have
911 trivia for you guys.
911 trivia. We have some 911 trivia. And then lastly, we're going to follow it up with some fan questions. So.
And commentary, yeah. So let's get into it.
Let's do it.
And if you guys haven't noticed, we have some Halloween costumes on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if everybody will know this one. This is Max from a Goofy movie. I'll take the sunglasses off.
You're just off. So chill, Elijah. You're just so different, dude.
Thank you.
Wow.
I feel different.
Wow.
And then look at you, cowgirl.
I'm a little cowgirl. Guys, I don't think this looks like a costume. It's just me.
Yeah, no,
I
love it.
I feel like this is me.
I love it. I'm putting these sunglasses on.
I feel too comfortable in this. I think I'm just going to walk around like this.
Yeah, this is great. Anyways, let's get into it. All right, so this episode was a crazy one. Let's get into the bullet points here.
Yes.
First, we got the 118, Harry and May. They're holding it down on Earth. They are keeping on with turning the 118 into a makeshift hospital. Started by May, by the way.
Great idea
by her, and they're doing a lot of good for a lot of people. But meanwhile, in space.
Yes, in space. Our mom, Athena, is in space, and she's extremely burdened by her grief, and she does an extremely heroic thing and takes Hen's place in doing the spacewalk.
Yeah, and while all this is happening up in space, we're also seeing these really cool flashback scenes that occur, right? They give the why behind Athena being who she is, which Angela's performance, by the way, was absolutely incredible.
Yes, and you can see how incredible her performance was when she started having a conversation with her younger self.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, my gosh, it was so poignant. And I think it was a reminder that we have a powerhouse on this show.
Yeah, no, seriously.
And she even said the line, pain is the price we pay for joy.
Mm.
And I think, and she was minutes away from losing oxygen.
Yeah.
Having this conversation with her younger self, and she realized, my joy is back on Earth. So that's what guided her to come back on the shuttle, and when she landed back on Earth.
And when she landed back on Earth, she came back to some pretty crazy news.
Yeah.
Harry has made the decision to apply to the Los Angeles Fire Department. Whoa. I was surprised.
I don't think she expected that coming from you at that time.
And that's crazy too. Like, your mom gets back from space risking her life, and you're like, hey, just by the way, I'm doing this.
I'm gonna risk my life now too.
Which, by the way, too, I mean, Harry, me, that's my guy. I am him, he is me, and so I have sympathy for him. But Harry's been doing some like wild child stuff, like just shooting from the hip. But yeah, crazy episode.
I agree. I think it was a lovely episode too. I think it really wrapped space up in a nice, pretty bow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, those were the facts about the episode. We're about to get into the opinions. I'm putting you in the hot seat. We're going into the hot seat. I want to hear your hot take on the episode.
Oh my gosh.
What really stuck out to you?
My hot take of the episode. Well, when Athena and Hen were having, you know, this little shouting match because Athena had, you know, a NASA spacesuit on because she was preparing to do the spacewalk, when Hen was the one that was supposed to do it and Athena was like, uh-uh, I'm doing it. She said that I don't have anything left on Earth. And I was kind of like,
yeah,
we're right here. Yeah. We're waiting for you, Mom. Like, what do you mean?
Which I understand. It's a time of grief. It's like,
right.
Whoa, I'm trying to figure out my life, but, you know.
I understand the reasoning, of course. She explained, you know, May and Harry are grown. Hen has little kids.
Right.
May and Harry can survive without her technically, but I was just like, damn. what about us?
Yeah.
So that's my hot take, but it's not really a hot take.
No, I love it.
Okay, you put me in the hot seat, so now you're in the hot seat. What is your hot take from this episode?
Oh, goodness. I think that my hot take is the old guy should have stepped up and taken the spacewalk. Is that crazy to say?
No, what's your reasoning?
I mean, I feel like he has the most experience.
True.
He has a lot of experience.
True.
Listen, he's already an older guy. He's lived a lot of life, right? You know, yeah. So I'm just saying. Like, I feel like that would have been proper and appropriate and wouldn't have put our mom in a position where she had to...
potentially lose us.
Risk her life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was also beautiful storytelling. Of course. I understand why we went that route. But yeah. Just from a rationale perspective, I was just like,
I think
maybe he should have done that.
That's valid. I think that's valid.
And is it crazy that if I was in the space capsule, I would have said that?
And volunteered him?
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy because he was helping out so much. He's so knowledgeable.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it would have...
He's done a lot. He helped them get to the dock. Like, he
docked them, fly it, everything. Yeah.
I feel like that's a knowledgeable guy it who makes could sense. Have done a lot of good work. But
it could have gone both ways. I see what you're saying.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying. That definitely could have gone both ways. But I enjoyed what we got to see with Athena during that spacewalk.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to move into our next segment, 911 Trivia, where we give each other a prompt, and we have to decide if it happened in 911 or if it's a made-up emergency. And there will be three rounds.
If you get it right, you're in the clear. Mm-hmm. If you get it wrong, bamboozled. Now, if you do pick a good bean... and you get the question wrong, then I have to join you. Mm-hmm. If you were to get it wrong, you have to join me.
Mm-hmm.
So we both get the punishment.
Yep.
And at the end, we have the ultimate punishment. 3 warheads at one time.
Oh, she didn't know this was happening. No, I did not know.
But we're doing this. We are doing this.
I mean, I guess since it's Halloween, we have to give it a little twist. Exactly. I'm excited.
Yeah. You ready to get into it?
Let's get into it. Okay. You're up first.
I'm up first.
You're up first. So, has there been a plane landing or a skydiving wedding gone wrong in 911?
So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start it off good. I know my 911 trivia.
Mm-hmm.
There was a plane landing. Specifically our mom. Uh-huh. I should know this because my mom did it.
Right. Do you know what season?
Oh, don't do that.
Season 8? No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Never mind. Season 7?
I don't know what season it was.
Oh, my gosh. There's just so many emergencies, guys. Okay, so you got it right.
Yeah.
So you're safe. You're in the clear.
Yeah. Now it's your turn.
Okay.
All right. Your prompt is, was there a fire truck explosion or a smart home meltdown?
A fire truck explosion or a smart home meltdown?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a fire truck explosion. Are you kidding?
Mm.
I think I would remember a smart home meltdown.
No, that's fair.
No, a fire. That was pretty early. That was like season 2 or 3. Yeah, fire truck explosion. I got it right?
You're right.
That's good work. So we're both safe.
1-1.
Okay, I'm going to make this a little harder for you.
Okay.
Was there a child trapped in a well or a movie stunt gone wrong in 911?
I'm going to go with, I feel like this is, I'm just going to go movie stunt going wrong.
Oh my God, you're so wrong. You got that wrong.
You're joking.
No, I swear you got that wrong. Jelly bean time.
All right.
Jelly bean roulette time.
Here we go, guys. Let's try this out. It gave me 2.
Oh, no. You got to take 2 then.
I got to take 2?
You got to take 2. If it gave it to you.
This is a setup. All right. Here we go.
Here you go.
Are we going to get some ASMR?
Ew. What is it?
Oh, this one was good.
What is it?
I don't know. It tastes like fruity tropical.
Oh, like pineapple, probably.
Hmm?
Pineapple, probably.
Probably pineapple.
So you got a good one. That means I have to do another bad one. I have to do a bad one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know what this one was. Maybe you should take this one.
Who made these rules?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Oh, what is it? No, like, you can't just spit it out that quick.
Like garlic or something. Ew.
All right, here we go.
Bro.
Oh.
I don't know. That was like
what is this?
Garlic.
Yo, this tastes like.
Why do I have to take a jelly bean? You got the question wrong. What are these rules?
Because I don't know if the rules. I don't
this
make
makes
them.
No sense. Why am I being punished?
Don't hate the player, hate the game. I don't know. Your next prompt is, was there a cruise ship disaster? Or was there an aquarium collapse?
Oh my gosh, this is so easy.
Is it?
Yes.
What is it?
How could we forget the cruise ship disaster when our parents finally went on a vacation? And of course, the cruise ship, didn't it get attacked by pirates, I think? And then it started sinking. Am I right?
You're always right.
Yes.
She's always
Thank
right.
you, guys. Thank you. I make sure I watch my 911. Not saying you don't.
Mm-hmm. No, that's like, exactly what she's saying. She's saying I don't know my stuff.
I'm just better than you.
Yeah.
Sorry. Know. Okay. Are you ready? I'm praying you get this right, actually, because okay. I don't want you to go through that.
I'm praying I get it right, too.
Was there a plane crash in the water? Or was there a drone swarm disaster?
Why were you saying in the water like that?
Because there's been multiple plane crashes.
Or was there a drone swarm?
Yeah, disaster. A drone swarm disaster or a plane crash in the water. I feel like this one's easy.
Yeah, I because I'm trying to think back right now. Because the way you said in the water, but I don't remember any type of drone swarm occurring at all. So I'm going to go with the plane crash in the water.
You are correct. Yes. You are correct. That was like the first emergency of season one.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they filmed that in Mexico, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It was really cool. Really cool. But I'm glad you got that right.
Thank you. Are you really glad or were you?
No,
were you
I am because then I didn't want to. Okay. I did not want to.
No, that's fair.
Try another jelly bean and it'd be bad. Okay.
All right. For your last question.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a fire at the call center, or was there a rooftop yoga collapse?
Do you know who you're asking?
I was about to say, I don't like this question, man. I don't.
Fire at a call center, and I was trapped in that fire.
Yeah. Yes,
and Bobby saved me.
You were.
I was trapped in that. Fire. I was very much in it. That was season 5, episode 16. Go watch it, everyone. Mayday. That was.
Even knows the episode numbers. This is,
it was so memorable. That's like one of my favorite episodes.
This is so rigged. This
it's
is
okay.
so rigged. It's rigged against me.
I'm just good at everything. I'm sorry.
I know.
It's okay. This was fun. We should do this again.
Yeah.
I love getting things right.
That means now I have the warhead punishment, huh?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes. You have the warhead punishment now.
Okay.
Yep. Three here warheads at once.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween. So Mr. Elijah is about to take three warheads to the head.
So we got this like, yo, this is gooey. It must have melted somewhere, and I'm not excited about this, but it's purple, so I'm guessing grape. We got a yellow one.
Lemon, maybe?
This is lemon, I'm guessing. And then blue.
For blueberry.
Blueberry, blue raspberry. I'm a big blue raspberry fan. I'm going to go ahead and just stick them all together. Look, it's so sticky. It just.
Wow.
Oh, here we go.
Good luck. You literally made your own punishment.
I did.
He had me in mind for this, but now he's
so
doing it.
I was so hoping that it would be you. I just knew in my heart.
Well.
But anyways, cheers.
Cheers. Good luck. You cannot spit it out.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
That fast?
Mm. No, like.
Oh my gosh, your eyes are watering.
Yeah.
Jesus. Are you okay?
Yep.
You need water?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you need water?
No, I'm fine. Oh. Lord.
Ooh. You know what? You're strong. You can get through this.
I think because they were melted, maybe they.
Yeah.
Started releasing the toxins.
A little more potent, yeah. Hey, you're going to be, you're signing up for the Fire Academy. I think you can put up with some warheads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got to gather myself.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's sour.
Oh my god.
Oh, guys, by the way, while we're waiting for Elijah, drop what you're going to be for Halloween in the comments below. We love to read through that. I love to see how creative people are. So drop what you're going to do for Halloween, what you're going to be for Halloween while we're waiting for Elijah to come back and gather himself. Also comment your favorite candy. Something not sour, because I do not like sour. So I'm very thankful that I did not get that punishment. What are those? Oh, so he has gloves.
I'm back.
Came back with gloves.
No, so hear me out on this, right? While I was gone, which I'm still trying to recover, but I realized this was the piece that was missing. I felt like there was something missing from the outfit, and it was
the gloves. It was the gloves.
And I had them sitting like just right here in the pouch the entire time, and I just never decided to bring them out.
Well, I'm glad they made an appearance because it really does pull everything together.
Yeah, I know, right? Like this now brings an extra element. I feel like I can use my
hands. Like this is serious.
Yeah.
I love that for you. So we're going to move into the last piece of our show, and we're going to bring in the wheel of fan comments. The wheel. Our beautiful wheel of fan comments that we're going to spin, and both of us are going to read two fan comments or questions each.
Let's do it. You want to kick us off?
I'll kick us off. Right, oh my gosh, see. This is so like legit and fun. Okay. Oh, I love the sound.
It's so suspenseful.
Oh my gosh. Okay. It landed on Jensen_22.
Ooh.
Okay, so on YouTube, under our first video, Jensen_22 asked, question for both of you, is there anyone you want to do a scene with and haven't yet, or just someone you haven't worked with in a while? It's a good question. Do you want to? Okay. Well, of course we want to work with everyone. Everyone's so nice. Everyone's extremely fun to be around. I think it's been extremely enjoyable to be around Kenny Joy.
The dude Kenny is the GOAT, man.
Kenny is so funny. He is a ball of energy. And I was just saying to myself, why haven't we had more scenes together? Because we were in it a lot for the first three episodes of season 9. We were in so many scenes together, and it's just like, why hasn't this happened before?
Seriously.
I didn't know you were this fun.
And the dude is an amazing actor, too. Like, when I tell you it's a masterclass every single time I'm in a scene with him, I just sit there and I observe. Maybe you can even see it on TV. I'm just like watching this guy, and I'm like, wow. You're amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm taking my pointers.
Oh, yeah. He is a master of his craft.
So, yeah. Kenny Choi, if you're watching, man.
We've got some heavy hitters on this show.
We really do.
We're very lucky. We're very lucky, very blessed to be on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Your turn.
All right. Here we go. Let's spin. I got to take the sunnies off because I can't see.
Okay.
All right. It looks like we have Alexa here from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
We have Alexa from YouTube. Alexa says, thoughts on Harry and Buck's dynamic. One of my favorite things about this season so far. Thank you. Alexa, I see you. You see me. And I appreciate that. I mean, I love our dynamic. I love our dynamic. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go into it. I have become a little bit of a, would you say, makeshift oomph? Uh-oh. I made it through. I'm here, guys.
Whoa. That gave me chills. Do you know what oomph stands for?
Yes. I actually learned what it stood for, too.
What is
because
it?
Because you didn't answer my question
I
about
didn't,
that
because I don't think
episode.
You're an oomph.
She doesn't think I'm an oomph. I think that I am a part-time oomph, right?
Think that's actually a really good way to put it.
Exactly. It is one of my followers.
Or friends. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm doing my research.
Okay.
I'm catching on to the lingo, guys. I've seen a lot of edits. I've seen a
of
whole
YouTube?
Lot of edits of me and Oliver, me, Harry, and Buck.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I spin... Oh my gosh. Ooh, okay, Michaela on Instagram. Let's go see what you asked. Are there any TikToks you guys recorded with the cast that we haven't seen yet? Yes. And you probably won't ever see them, honestly. Some of them you probably won't ever see. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that is fair.
But, or for a very long time. Not to give too much away.
Did y'all catch that little wink?
Yeah. But there's some we just can't post.
Yeah.
Yet.
No, that's fair.
Take us away.
Let me take it away here. Via V 2004 from Instagram says, what is your favorite line you've ever had?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's an awesome question. I'm going to say for me, it was in my first ever episode.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Iconic.
It was when I was coming in nervous, and Angela and I have this whole like crazy fight back and forth scene because I'm coming home running away from the cops. And when I came in, people were like, first of all, who is this new guy?
Right.
This grown man.
Right.
Which everybody was saying grown man. I'm 19, which means that at the time I was
17.
I was 17.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time. You're a minor.
Yeah, but I was a man though,
yeah,
you know.
Of course.
Just not a grown man. But yeah, it was one of my favorite lines because a lot of people ended up talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I had too much bass in my voice too. It was when I came back and I was like, "But you were also my mom." Mm. That was one of my favorites because I feel like it was that like, "Hey, I'm here." Mm-hmm. And I'm here to stay.
And I'm your son.
And I'm your son. You know what I'm saying? There was heart, there was soul in it. It was honestly like it was a real deep moment between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think too for me it was just like, "Oh man, like we really got in here and did this.
Yeah.
Like this is cool."
Oh, I'm proud of you.
It was fun. Thank you.
It was a great scene.
Yeah.
This is a good question. For me, this one's not as deep as yours. I think it was in the call center and I pretended to answer a call. I think I was putting my earpiece on and I said, 911, what's your damage? And I just thought that was just perfect. But she didn't say it to someone. She was putting on her earpiece.
Oh, what's your damage? I see.
You think I said that to someone? No, I'd probably get like, fired.
If I called 911,
uh-huh,
and the first thing I hear is, what's your damage?
Girl, no, I did not say that to someone calling 911. It was more of me putting on my earpiece, done with whoever I was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
911, what's your damage? Just under my breath.
Mm.
But I just thought it was.
Was that the delivery that you gave to?
Yeah, it was like literally 911. What's your damage?
That
like
feels, that. That's awesome. And it was the eye roll too and everything.
Yes, oh, eye roll everything. So that one stuck with me.
I got to go back and watch that.
I like when May's a little snappy.
Yeah,
you know, it's fun to be.
That seems to be instilled in the Grant kids.
Oh
huh?
Yeah. That's in the bloodline for sure.
And I think Harry just growing up is coming into it a little bit too here.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's finding his power.
He is.
However that unfolds.
Right. Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching this episode. It was fun.
This was fun. I enjoyed having segments.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween. I segments were great. I think I just had a bit of a, you know, near-death experience.
You brought that upon yourself.
With those warheads. No, because you were supposed to lose. That's what was, that was
I
my plan.
I never lose, guys.
That was
I
my
never
evil
plan.
I should have been Doofus merch.
Dr. Doofus merch?
I love Dr. Doof, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, Doof is heavily misunderstood, just by the way.
Do you know the lore about that? That's actually a conversation for another time. There's some lore about Phineas and Ferb and Dr. Doofus merch. I guess he's Phineas' dad.
Yeah, because they said the triangle
the
and he has the reverse
the
triangle.
That's why he wants Perry. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We can get
conversation
into
for another time. If you guys want us to talk about the lore behind Phineas and Ferb and Dr. Doofus merch, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, guys, for joining us. We love doing this. Happy Halloween. Please stay safe.
Be safe out there.
Yes.
Check your candy.
Check your candy.
All of it.
Have your parents check your candy.
Exactly.
Okay. We'll see you guys next Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Peace out.